This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The general election is November 8th. Ballots are getting mailed on Monday. Tammy Rashke is the clerk and recorder for Moffitt County. This will be her last time running an election as she's retiring in January.
I'm going to miss the people I work with. I'm going to miss the judges. They're awesome. I'm going to miss all of the people that come into our office.
Rashke has worked for the Moffitt County Clerk and Recorder's Office for 32 years, starting with motor vehicles. She's worked on three presidential elections, which she says was especially difficult during COVID. She and her husband plan to move to a warmer climate. Stacy Morgan will be the next Moffitt County Clerk and Recorder as she's running unopposed in November. Walgreens Corporate has moved up the closing date of the Walgreens in Craig. The last day for the store and the employees is now November 10th. The City of Steamboat Springs has asked members of the community to fill out an online survey. They want to know how you feel about community issues. It's online in English or Spanish through the city's social media pages with links on our sites as well through October 19th. The City of Steamboat Springs is also looking to hire some community service officers. It's a job that supports local law enforcement with things like the city's trail and parking problems, traffic, and crowd control. You can apply through steamboatsprings.net. Route County Commissioners have proclaimed October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. They want to bring increased awareness and education of domestic violence in the community. Steamboat Springs Middle School presents Legally Blonde Junior. The school plays at 7 o'clock tonight, Friday and Saturday nights, with a special 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday. There are 44 cast members from the middle school and Sleeping Giant School. Pick up some free tickets at the middle school office. It's homecoming week in Hayden. The parade is today with a bonfire at Dry Creek Park tonight. The football game is Friday. The dance is Saturday. The Lions Club playground at Little Toots Park is almost finished. The official unveiling and community celebration is at 3 o'clock this coming Tuesday. The new playground will be known as the Lions Club Playground at Little Toots Park after the local Ski Towns Lions Club, which is celebrating its 100-year anniversary. The club has a long history of providing community support and infrastructure improvements at Little Toots Park, and they'll continue their support with ongoing maintenance assistance, including organizing annual park cleanups. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAIRadio.com.